from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Hour 2 with Tobin and Leroy.
Gone, gone, the damage done.
Ah, welcome back, everybody. Welcome back. Tobin and Leroy here with you. 560 WQAM, game 5 tonight. The Stanley Cup Final between the Panthers and Oilers. 8 o'clock is your puck drop from Amerant Bank Arena. Paul Maurice has confirmed that Lamborghini is getting some run tonight, and he is in. So we'll get to some more cat talk coming on up. But let's get to our favorite Tuesday game. The damage is done, my friend. You guys familiar with Landon Donovan?
Yes, the former U.S.
Yes.
soccer player.
Former U.S. soccer player, star, broadcaster now.
Yeah.
What's going on now? Euro? Is that what's going on right now?
Yes, we have the Euros happening in Germany. Mm. And
Mbappe got his face broken yesterday.
He got Derek White. He busted his groove.
No. Don't speak on that, please.
What do you mean?
You're spoiling my damage, man.
Oh, yeah, you messing with her.
I didn't know. Like, I'm supposed to know. It's not my fault, Vlas Nostradamus.
Yeah. Well, apparently Landon Donovan, who I think of as not a bald man, but a balding man, you know, has the tight little thing going on, almost like the Homer Simpson. Well, I guess he's trying to fix that. And it went wrong for him because he went on television, Leroy, if you would look at our screen, and didn't go great for Landon.
What did he? Wait. Yo,
wait, Landon Donovan.
I'm speechless.
Landon Donovan looks like, for our radio audience, like he has,
like his kid started to cut his hair and he said, stop it, won't grow back.
It looks like he has no hair except for this one rat tail that's like hanging just above his ear. Hold up.
I'm sorry.
That can't be real.
At the top, some hair hovering over the
time
top.
Out. Yep. How does Fox, how does anybody in Fox, on Fox, allow that man to be on the air with that type of hairdo?
I don't know.
That's nasty.
I don't know.
Somebody needs to be fired.
What's floating around the internet right now is apparently he said that he got a hair transplant. And that he was told it was going to be camera ready and that there weren't going to be any issues, but he was lied to.
But isn't anybody there, a producer, there's people there that would be like, nah, we can't put you in or put a hat on. You can't be on national
TV like,
with
it's like
that.
Bob Costas going on the Olympic broadcast with pink eye. Like, you can't allow that.
You can't allow that.
No. I agree with you, Vlad. I agree.
Wait. Bring that picture back up. He looks as if he's talking to the old guy. The old guy is trying to focus, like concentrate on his eyes. He could be standing there naked, and that guy would be staring into his eyes because he really doesn't want to look up.
Right. Right? He doesn't want to. He doesn't want to be.
Wait, could you imagine him doing the show with Chuck?
Could you imagine him doing the show with you?
I'm ripping him.
Hey, we wouldn't be able to do nothing serious, because I'm like, hey, listen, Langdon, I'm going to tell you like this, buddy.
I can't take you serious.
Don't you have family? Don't you have friends? Does anybody love you?
Right!
Like, who would allow you?
You just got to let it go.
No, you just might as well go bald. I'm shocked that the people of Fox allow him to get on the air like that for him to look like that. That's nasty
work. It's crazy. Yeah, no, it is crazy. Like, I don't understand what's going on there. It's like, it's crazy. And I don't know. But the damage is done, my friend. I mean, we know.
Dude.
I never think I would ever take an old man's hairdo over a younger person.
Right.
It's got to be so jealous.
Like, no. We have gotten. Oh, show that picture again. The. Now, can I just say this?
Yep.
I would honestly say that if the options were that or no hair.
No hair.
I don't care how bad your head looks.
Yeah.
You go with no hair. We're bald. Like, look here. We're going to regroup and get back to you after the half, right? But I ain't going out there. Like, if he got kids that in the teens, they'd be like, you embarrassed us today, right? You embarrassed the family. Oh, my goodness.
That explanation was worse.
That is honestly worse than when old boy got his hair painted.
Yeah. It's brutal. But, like, I don't know, dude. That's crazy.
You can't. No. That's terrible.
I've never, like, Brian Urlacher must be laughing at him. I've seen better hair transplant than this, guys. This is nasty.
That's not hair.
You can't risk. I don't know what goes into a hair transplant procedure. But if I know I'm broadcasting, you got to be like, see, like when Tom Brady got hair plugs, right? He had an off season away from the cameras. You know, right. We all like, oh, where's Tom? Oh,
he
we
just
don't know.
Came back with a full head of
just
hair.
Came back.
So he was able to go through this process. Like, listen, if you're going to be on TV, everybody knows you don't get work 2 days before you go on air.
Yeah.
Might not look right. So, I mean, was that the only appointment they had? Because I wouldn't have been able to get in until next month.
Whew.
Or they told him, I'm going to tell you what happened. You ready? Here's what happened. Oh, no, you'll be fine. He says, are you sure? No, right away. They got him.
What do you got for damages done, dude?
So my damages done is Kyrie Irving. And here's why.
Because he stunk up the joint?
I appreciate the fact that you acknowledged that you didn't go about the Boston situation like you wanted, like you should have, right? That you didn't buy in. Because your mouth during that time was talking about it was all about you, right? I'm come here, I'm going to lead, I'm going to do this, whatever. You didn't accept Boston or how they do things there. That's fine. But then to come back and admit it and then play like poop, right? No, it'll be different. It'll be different if you had gone there and balled out. Then that means you kind of accepted it. Like, you moved on. You're a better person now. But no chance. The damage is that you already dug yourself in, and guess what? And even your comments, they took it the wrong way. And so now you got booed a little bit extra. They got in your head, and you played like crap.
Did you go 15 straight losses in Boston?
Yes!
Jesus. Damage is done.
Man.
Rough.
That was just rough.
Oof.
And I like Kyrie. I think he's really, he's gotten to a better place as a veteran. But that was his best chance of winning. You know what I'm saying? That was definitely his best chance of winning. He had to lay a poop burger.
I mean, he laid a poop burger, but, I mean, he's forever legitimate.
No. Listen.
There's levels to this.
You can still be a great player. Like, Charles Barkley is one of the greatest of all time.
I understand what you're saying, Lever, but what I'm saying is he could do anything he wants. He could crap the bed for, the rest of his career. Every NBA final, you're going to see that shot that he hit against Golden State.
Yeah,
that's fine. But, this is a petty one, too, because he had a lot of baggage with Boston, and Boston, he hasn't won in that building
right.
in 15
right.
tries.
Right.
It was a great run by him, for sure. Nobody thought that they were going to get this far, I think. I think that out of all the West teams, Dallas was pretty surprising. Pretty surprising for the team that got to the final. I mean, yes, they have Luka, but, even so, I think everybody would have gone Denver, would have gone OKC, would have gone Minnesota. But Dallas, props to them for getting through a buzzsaw West. Certainly their run was a lot harder than the Celtics was. I mean, the Celtics basically got a bye to the finals.
Even in his efforts to try to soothe the crowd in his own Kyrie way, he made a matter. Right? It's crazy that, some people just know. You're like that with some people, too.
What do you mean?
No matter what they do or how they go about it, you just go, I ain't buying it.
I don't think that's true. I think, I got
Stop. Stop.
I got an open
Stop.
mind.
Stop. Dude.
J-Fig, what do you got?
You gotta lie to the people.
Well, guys, I did not watch the game yesterday, but I went online and I almost couldn't sleep last night. So during the second quarter of game five, Derek White decides to go and dive in for a loose ball. And then Lively falls on top of Derek White's head. And look what was the outcome.
Yeah, he got that Gogi Snaggletooth.
Hey.
He chipped his tooth. And let me tell you, that's scary.
Wait. Oh!
Damage is done.
He chipped it. I thought it was dislocated.
No, it was
right. Chipped. So he got. It was. Hey, chipped. I gotta tell you, he do have kind of a crocodile mouth.
I will say though,
Look,
that is a guy.
Hey, I just want to pet him on the head and, you know, do like they do at Gator World.
That's a guy though. Landon Donovan could take notes because that man was holding on for dear life last year.
Did you? You got to picture his hairline last year.
Last year he was holding on for dear life.
Somebody got to him and said, dude.
It's time to go.
Thank goodness.
He went, but now he looks worse.
And he's
bald.
And he's a better player.
He looks worse bald.
No, he looks way better.
I mean,
not even close.
All right,
not even close. And he's a better player.
Can I also say,
look good, feel good, play good.
But
so he's the opposite.
His mouth does look
now
like
he has something else. To
I could
worry
put
about.
Some fruit and vegetables in there and make a smoothie.
Wow,
dude,
Leroy's on one.
Leroy, wait.
Well, you can't get mad at him. You bring up. Can I just say,
wait,
Jennifer? You can't get mad at him. You bring up that picture. You know what's going to happen.
Bring that picture back. All of his teeth are out of order. Right? Like, they just ain't nobody.
Is done.
There is nobody cooperating with the tooth next to him.
It's like when you
like if he was in kindergarten, the teacher would say, "No snack if we don't line up."
Looks like a. Looks like the blade of your lawnmower if it hits a rock.
Right. It looked like his teeth is playing telephone and somebody
think
told
Leroy
him the wrong word.
A point for what he just said, though.
Look at that.
I did. I gave it to him.
Oh,
No. He just said no snack unless we line up.
Yeah. Dude. Oh, my goodness. Hey. If he going to get, take that money that you got, that your share of the money.
Yeah.
Right, you're probably making good money too, because everybody gonna want Mike White when this is over with, right? And I want you to take your first installment of the millions you're gonna make, right?
Ooh.
You're gonna have to go to a professional. You can't just go to the Rudy Poo doctor, dentist on the corner to get a tooth cleaning. Because you gonna need some serious.
We know a guy who knows a person that can fix his teeth, right?
We know. Well, you're gonna have to go to a serious. They gonna have to line you up. You ain't gonna look. Invisalign can't help you, right? You can't call on TV and get the little mouth brace. He needs
the metal.
Serious surgery.
He need metal braces.
They gotta fix his all up teeth and like, dude, his teeth like our teeth are faced this way. His teeth face over here. They ain't even like, show that picture again.
He has crust-eyed teeth.
Look, no.
Show you the picture again.
It looked like if you pluck his left tooth, they're going to fall down like dominoes. Teeth ain't supposed to look like that.
I just wanted today to give props to Chris Middleton. You're finally off the hook for Leroy.
Yeah. Hey, let me tell you something. Him and Middleton could have a biting contest, and it would be some serious damage. Right?
Damage is done.
I would rather get bit by a shark. I think I can survive a shark. I cannot survive a Mike White or Chris Middleton. I can't.
It's Derek White.
Derek White.
Dude, how many times are you going to call him Mike White, man?
I always call him Mike White. But I'm just saying, Derek White,
the damage is done, my friend.
You get bit by Derek White.
Damage is done.
Survival rate is minimal.
But you might need rabies. But JV, you can't get mad at me. You knew what was going to happen.
Hey.
I'm not mad about this.
You knew what was going to happen.
He went in on him.
Vlad, what do you got for damage is done, dude?
Jason Kidd.
Oh.
How you let T-Mac from The Last Dragon beat you, outcoach you in a NBA Finals?
I know.
Joe Mazzulla ran circles around Jason Kidd. That is nasty.
First of all, ain't nowhere in the world should he have had old boy sitting on the bench for as long as he was.
Oh, Hardaway Jr.?
Right. Now, I will say this. Kleber gave him some size, and Kleber can move his feet pretty good. But he wasn't scoring. And you wasn't scoring. You needed a third score.
I think he lost the series to me when they were on a 22 run. He called a timeout to slow down their momentum.
Yeah.
Yeah, he got out-coached by Joe Mazzulla. So, and I got to take some criticism I gave of Joe Mazzulla back. I mean, a man did go to the Eastern Conference Final in his first year and won the championship in his second year. Did something that both Ime and Brad Stevens could never do.
Well, listen, Ime could have maybe done it. It's just Ime, he dipping his pen in the company ink, you know?
Literally. And that's worse than me talking about Dirk White's teeth?
I'm just saying what happened, dude. Wait, that's it had cool nothing to do with this. Like, hold on.
You could get teeth fixed.
The man was going for company Astron. That's why he didn't win the championship, not because of his talents.
Not to mention, he is married to, like, he ain't married to
yeah.
the
Well, he was in a, yeah, he was married. He's, God, it's very long. Yeah. Me alone. But, yeah, damage is done. Jason Kidd, nasty work. You lost to Joe Mazzulla.
Speaking of nasty work. Man.
Why am I getting yelled at by the chat? That's what happened.
This whole segment,
over under, I really 47,000 to fix his grill.
Do you think he'll get veneers?
He might need to.
He might. Listen, there's a couple of teeth that when he's done, the dentist's going to say, I did everything I could.
Point four.
I did everything I could. They cut me. They did. They
did. Say,
he's
that,
sweating.
That, the surgery.
He's sweating. He's sweating. He got little tooth chips all over his head. Blood. The suction wasn't going fast enough. He come out sweating.
Surgery was a success. I did
everything I could to save those two uppers. they didn't make it. he said one day.
Oh,
he called say one day archaeologists will find his tooth.
Oh man, Leroy just going in, man.
Take a break. Back out of this. Like a pound for pound list. Like it's like.
Please clip that.
I was like, you know, we're talking probably like the lightweight division as compared to the heavyweight division.
Okay, all right.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.